December 25, 1925. The dispositions are needed in order to possess the gift of the divine will. Similes of it. The living in supreme volition is the greatest thing. It is to live divine life, and the soul operates in the unity of the eternal light. I was thinking about what is said above, that the divine will is a gift, and, as gift, one possesses it as one's own. On the other hand, one who does the will of God must submit to commands, and ask very often what he must do, and to be lent the gift, not to be owner of it, but to do that action which God wants, and, once it is done, give back the gift he had borrowed. Many images and similes formed in my mind about one who lives in the divine volition and possesses it as a gift, and one who does the most holy will of God, who not only does not possess the fullness of the gift, but, if he possesses it, it is at intervals and is alone. I am going to tell some of those similes. I imagined I had a gold coin, which had the virtue of making arise as many coins as I wanted. Oh! How rich I could become with this gift! On the other hand, someone else receives this gift as a loan for 1 hour, or in order to carry out one action of his, to then give it back immediately. What difference between my richness because of the gift I possess, and that of one who receives it as a loan? Or, I imagined I had received the gift of a light which never goes out. So, both at night and during the day, I am safe. I always have the good of seeing this light, which no one can take away from me. It becomes as though a natural part of me, and it gives me the good of knowing what is good in order to do it, and what is evil in order to escape it. So, with this light that I received as gift, I sneer at all, at the world, at the enemy, at my passions, and even at myself. This light is perennial source of happiness for me. It is without weapons, and it defends me. It is without voice, and it instructs me. It is without hands and feet, and it directs my way, making itself the sure guide to bring me to heaven. On the other hand, someone else has to go and ask for this light when he feels the need for it, therefore he does not have it at his disposal. Not being used to always looking with this light, he does not possess the knowledge of good and evil, and has not enough strength to do good and to avoid evil. So, not possessing the light, turned on and continuous, in how many deceptions, dangers and narrow ways does he not find himself? What difference between one who possesses this light as his own gift, and one who has to go and ask for it when he needs it? Now, while my mind wandered amid many similes, I said to myself, so, the living in the will of God is to possess the will of God, and this is a gift. Therefore, if the goodness of God does not condescend to give it, what can the poor creature do? At that moment, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior, as though clasping me all to himself, and told me, my daughter, it is true that the living in my will is a gift, and it is to possess the greatest gift. But this gift, which contains infinite value, which is currency that arises at each instant, which is light that never goes out, which is sun that never sets, which puts the soul in her place, established by God in the divine order, and therefore she takes her place of honor and of sovereignty in the creation, is given but to one who is disposed, to one who will not waste it, to one who will esteem it so much and love it more than his own life. Even more, he must be ready to sacrifice his own life so that this gift of my will may have supremacy over everything, and be held as more than life itself, even more, his life be nothing compared to it. Therefore, first I want to see that the soul really wants to do my will and never her own, that she is ready to make any sacrifice in order to do mine, and that in everything she does, she always asks me for the gift of my will, even just as a loan. Then, when I see that she does nothing without the loan my will, I give it as gift, because by asking for it over and over again, she has formed the void within her soul, in which to place this celestial gift. And by becoming used to living with the loan of this divine food, she has lost the taste for her own will, Her palate has been ennobled and will no longer adapt itself to the vile foods of her own self. Therefore, in seeing herself in possession of that gift which she longed for, yearned for, and loved so much, she will live the life of that gift, she will love it, and will give it the esteem it deserves. Would you not condemn a man who, taken by a childish affection for a child, only to have him around a little bit, to amuse himself with him, would give him a banknote worth 1,000? And the little boy, not knowing the value of it, tears it to 1,000 pieces after a few minutes? But if, on the other hand, first he makes the child desire it, then he makes him know its value, then the good which that banknote of 1,000 can do for him, and then he gives it to him, that child will not tear it to pieces, but will go put it under lock and key, appreciating the gift and loving the giver more. And you would praise that man who had the ability to make known to the little child the value of money. If man does so, much more I do, who give my gifts with wisdom, with justice and with true love. Here is, therefore, the necessity of the dispositions, of the knowledge of the gift, of the esteem and appreciation, and of love for the gift itself. Therefore, knowledge of it is like the herald of the gift of my will which I want to give to the creature. Knowledge prepares the way. Knowledge is like the contract I want to make of the gift I want to give. And the more knowledge I send to the soul, the more she is spurred on to desire the gift and to solicit the divine writer to place the final signature, that the gift is hers and she possesses it. So, the sign that in these times I want to give this gift of my will is the knowledge of it. Therefore, be attentive not to let anything escape you of what I manifest to you about my will, if you want me to place the final signature on the gift which I yearn to give to creatures. After this, my poor mind was wandering in a supreme volition, and I did as much as I could in order to do all my acts in the divine will. I felt invested with the supreme light, and as my little acts came out of me, they took their place within that light and converted into light, and I could see neither the point of the light in which I had done them, nor where to find them. I could only see that they had become incorporated in that endless light and nothing else, and it was impossible for me to navigate through all that inaccessible light, to remain inside of it, yes, but to cross the whole of it was not given to my littleness. At that moment, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is the operating of the soul in my will. Her act unites to the single act of her Creator, which knows no succession of acts. In fact, the eternal light is not divisible, and if it could be divided, which cannot be, the separated part would become darkness. And so, being light, the divine act forms one single act of all her operating. So, by operating in the light of my volition, the soul unites herself to that single act of her Creator and takes her place within the atmosphere of the eternal light. This is why you cannot see your acts, either the point of the light in which you performed them, or where they are, because it is impossible for the creature to cross the whole of eternal light of God, although she knows that her act is certainly present in that light, and takes its place in the past, in the present, and in the future. See, the sun also, being the image of the shadow of the divine light, possesses this property in part. Suppose you were operating in a place upon which the sun spreads its solar light, you see its light in front of you, above and behind you, on the right and on the left. If you wanted to see which was the part of the light of the sun that surrounded you completely, you would not be able to find it, or distinguish it. You could only say that the light was certainly upon you. Now, that light was there from the first instant in which the sun was created. And it is and will be. If your act could convert into solar light as it converts into divine light, would you be able to find your particle of light, and the light which was given to you by the sun in order to let you operate? Certainly not. However, you know that an act has come out of you, which was incorporated into the light of the sun. This is why I say that the living in the supreme volition is the greatest thing, it is to live divine life. As soon as he sees the soul in his will, the celestial creator takes her in his arms, and placing her on his lap, he lets her operate with his very hands, and with the power of that fiat with which all things were made. He lets all his reflections descend upon the creature, in order to give her the likeness of his operating. This is why the operating of the creature becomes light, it unites to that single act of her creator, and constitutes itself eternal glory and continuous praise of her creator. Therefore, be attentive, and let the living in my will be for you all, that you may never descend from your origin, that is, from the lap of your creator.